Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL, the comfort zone. I always bring real artists and real music back to their waves. And before I begin, I want to start off, first of all, thanking all the many listeners and supporters in this journey of bringing real music, or should I say, bringing substance back to their waves. And speaking of substance and music, in songwriting, I had the privilege of having this very talented, captivating woman on this broadcast almost 3 years ago, and it was part of my bucket list. Grew up listening and admiring her captivating vocals and her songwriting abilities, second to none. Long overdue, number 20, her 20th album, yes, Lord, new album. The incredible Melissa Manchester, new album, You Gotta Love the Life. And it is my honor, on behalf of course, the Teddy Bear and the Comfort Zone, to welcome the incredible and captivating Melissa Manchester, my queen. How have you been doing?
I'm great. It's lovely to be with you.
Oh, my cup runneth over. Thank you so much for being back on the show, and congratulations on a fantastic new project.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you like it.
Absolutely. From Al Jarreau to Joe Sample to Stevie Wonder.
Yep.
Absolutely. So what finally made you decide to go back in the studio and bring us some more magic?
You know, what got me back into the studio were my students. I teach at the University of Southern California.
Okay.
And I've been trying to figure out how to get back into the studio, but not necessarily through a record company. And my students, they are in this new version of normal, being independent artists, because there are very few record companies left. And so they would come in with their projects and their CDs, and everything looked great. And I asked them, just out of pure curiosity, how did you do this? How did you get your record made? And they said, we did it through crowdfunding. You should do it. And I didn't know what that meant, and so my students explained it to me. And one of them became my project manager, you know, by the children you'll be led. And so I went back into the studio after I did an Indiegogo campaign, and I recorded it down at Citrus College, which is a community college in Southern California, which it just has the most fantastic teaching studio. And
okay,
that's how we did it. That's how we did it.
Wow. From the mouth of babes. Incredible.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, the last time, one of the eye-opening things that we discussed the last time on the show was that as far as your disc and the word I'm looking for, being disenchanted with the industry as far as holding the premium on what they used to respect as far as a songwriter. And I must admit, during that last conversation, I didn't think you were ever going back in the studio to record.
Well, you know, I had the good thought, And I just kept, I mean, I always was performing. I've never stopped performing. But somehow divine timing and divine intervention showed up, and what was supposed to be revealed was revealed.
Absolutely. And one of the things I truly love about the new album, of course, you got to love the life. Love the title. First and foremost, who came up with the title?
That title, thank you. That title came out of a discussion I was having with my daughter. She's an adult, and she was, you know, she was wondering whether she should become an artist. She's a good singer, but I said to her, you know, it's not just the talent. The talent is the focus of energy that gets you to the starting line, but you've got to really embrace this version of normal. You've got to love the life, and that's what it came out of.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates through the entire project. And speaking resonates, the artist that you've had an opportunity to work with on this new project, how did you manage? I mean, he's like, you had your pick and choice or choose and pick who you wanted to work with. The one collaboration that I was fascinated with was Keb Moe with Feeling For You. How did they come together?
You know, first of all of these beautiful artists, I have history with them, and I revere their talents. So I was very honored when they said yes. Keb and I have written several songs that he has recorded on a couple of albums. And when I wrote Feeling For You, which was a song that I wrote with a young Sarah Nemitz, but it was based on a moment that I had when I was doing research for a project in the Mississippi Delta. And I told Keb about this. I just knew that he could bring it. I knew that he would just get the world of it, the musical world of it. And he did. It was just fantastic. And he's just the dearest man.
So one of the things that's caught me off guard, a surprise, is that over time, I think a lot of artists that people don't understand is the difference between a singer and a vocalist, and you are absolutely a vocalist, and your vocals have become even more lush, more naturally organic, the way it flows. On this particular project, what was the vibe, the initial vibe, going in the studio as far as the collaboration process with You Gotta Love the Life?
Yeah, you know, I sort of describe my generation, the one that I grew up in, as the bridge generation. That means that we grew up listening and really being nourished by great singers, Ella Fitzgerald, Judy Garland, Sarah Vaughan, whomever, Nancy Wilson, great singers who had songs written for them by great songwriters, okay? So that informed the standards that I chose that come from the gold standard, mostly of the first volume of the American Songbook. Then I'm also a singer-songwriter that came sort of on that first or second wave of singer-songwriters in the 70s. So I really understand the value of a song and a performance of the song. And with original songs, you know, you have to, my intention was to create the world of the song, the inner world of the song, because my assumption is people hear it once and then they move on. So I really wanted people to get a sense of the completion of the world of the song when they heard it the first time.
I've always liked to use the analogy, what separates a great artist to a mediocre artist, they have the ability to have someone, they can wrap someone in their song, like Linus's Blanket, comfy and cozy, where they just feel comfortable and secure. And you've always had the ability to do that. And speaking of ability, myself, rob the listeners of such great music. So the first thing we're going to do is get into some new music, of course, from the new album, You Gotta Love the Life, of course, the incredible Grammy Award winner, Melissa Manchester, featuring Keb Moe with Feeling For You. Here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Cast in a spell across the room.
iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. Now, you know, we're gonna take a little, you know, I guess a round the world in 80 day type of trip right now, tour, because for those who do not know, Miss Manchester is actually here in Houston. And you say, ooh, and cry, yes. New musical, The Sweet Potato Queen. Can you tell the listeners? Can you tell the listeners out there about the new musical?
Well, I wrote this musical with the book by Rupert Holmes, Tony Award-winning Rupert Holmes, the lyrics by Sharon Vaughan, Oscar-nominated lyricist. It's based loosely on the life of Jill Connor Brown, who created the Sweet Potato Queens movement. It's a very joyful story about this woman and her friend who came out of Jackson, Mississippi, who dreamed their way beyond their circumstances. And it's fantastic. So we're doing a reading of it tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon at Soka Hall at Tufts, which is Theater Under the Stars in Houston. And we're thrilled and honored to be here.
Well, it was definitely a privilege to have you here. And don't worry, listeners, the teddy bear is going to make sure that you get all the pertinent information so you can go see Miss Manchester do her thing, work her magic. And speaking of magic, to the here and now, music therapy for everyone's ears. You got to love the life. One of my favorite tracks on the entire project, and there's so many of them, 14 in total, is the collaboration that you did with Stevie Wonder, Your Love Is Where I Live. Tell us about that particular track.
Oh, thank you. I wrote that song, Your Love Is Where I Live, with Tom Snow. And we had sent it to Stevie to see if he would play, if he would play harmonica. And he said yes. I mean, I was on the road, and I was in Florida last year, and he called me at around midnight at Florida time, and, you know, I was sound asleep. And I picked up the phone. Hello, Melissa, this is Steve. Yes, I'd like to play on your record. Wow. Steve who? You know, Stevie Wonder. And he showed up with his box of harmonicas, and he was so generous and played and tried out stuff and just wanted to do better and better and better and, you know, played enough for 20 songs. And we were, as I said, we were recording down at Citrus College during the spring break, so there was nobody on the campus except a bunch of, just a few young musicians, student musicians who were, rehearsing down from where the studio was. And so when Stevie was done recording with us, he was about to leave. You know, he had his driver and his handler and his nutritionist and his PR person and all that. And as he was about to leave, he heard the young students rehearsing down the hall. And if you can imagine a crowd of us running after Stevie Wonder, who was running towards the young musicians. And he went, and he went to the rehearsal room, and he stood in the doorway, and they were rehearsing. And then they took a little break, and one of the girl singers said to him, would you like to sing with us? And Stevie Wonder said to them, what do you got? And they said, well, we've been rehearsing Superstition. So he joined these students in Superstition. And they played like their lives depended on it. And Stevie just sang and sang and sang. And when it was over, you know, the grown-ups in the room were crying. And all the students in the room were screaming. So it was just a very joyful and golden moment for those students.
A very surreal moment. You know, having students, by teaching and educating, I guess for us, we in today's society, it's a wonderful feeling when you're able to teach, but also you learn something from the students. And
absolutely.
You learn a lot from the students. And the vibe that I get from you is that they put so much extra oomph and energy and say, hey, look, you know what? You don't need a record label. You can do this on your own. And
it is. It is a privilege, but it goes both ways because while students in this generation are now studying in classes about the music industry that simply never existed before, and they are educated from my perspective, by the time these kids will have graduated, you know, on my path, I started when I was 17. I started working when I was 15, 16. So I was already deeply into my path at the comparable age of 22, you know. So it's very interesting to be able to share my wisdom and my perspective. And it's also deeply interesting to hear what the world looks like from their perspective.
Well, I think that definitely gives them a leg up because when they have someone, a veteran, someone has traveled the path that a lot have been scared to path less traveled, they're able to invoke their wisdom on them. It gives them a leg up and say, hey, you know what? This is what we should do, and this is what we shouldn't do as far as being an artist. How have you remained to keep your integrity in this industry?
Well, thank you for thinking that I've kept my integrity. You know, I still have a hunger for this.
Okay.
I love this version of normal. I love the feeling of having an impulse to express an idea. I live for all that stuff. And yes, I have made time and room to raise children and all of that stuff. But now that they're grown and my life is sort of back to mine, I still have that same kind of hunger as when I started. And so that keeps the juices flowing. And that was the genesis, you know, that point of view for the beginning of this album.
Well, we're going to sit back and we're going to allow the music to take us where it needs to take us to from the new album. Melissa Manchester, You Gotta Love the Life. Of course, one of her many wonderful kaleidoscopes of hit singles on this new album featuring Stevie Wonder. Your Love Is Where I Live, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
What we have is so old-fashioned. You're a man as strong as stone. With the shelter that you offer, I feel sure that I've come home. In a world that's so uncertain, I've got more than I could give. Your love is where I live. Your love is where I live. You're the stuff that dreams are made of, but you're better than a dream. 'Cause when I wake up every morning, you give me reason to believe. In this life we've made together, I've got more than I could give. Your love. I have cried a thousand tears with you and smiled a thousand smiles. That's how our love become a living thing. And the distance that we travel makes it all worthwhile. Oh, you make my heart sing. You make it sing. Time begins to fade, and all that we are left with is what we have today. I want to thank you for the baby. I've gotten more than I could use. Your love is where I live.
Melissa Manchester, of course, featuring Stevie Wonder. Your Love Is Where I Live. Available on the new album. Yes, You Gotta Love the Life. Amazon, iTunes, and also on Google Play. And to all the listeners and supporters out there of Miss Manchester, for those who say, well, I haven't had an opportunity to see her perform. Well, hey, we're going to give you all the information to make sure that you have an opportunity to see her perform. And for those who are here in Houston, like the Teddy Bear ears, she is in a new stage play, a new musical called The Sweet Potato Queens. And it's going to be at the Hobby Center at Ezekiel Hall. That's at 800 Bagby Street. And that the zip code is 77002. Now, to get all the ticket information, let your fingers do the walking. You're going to go to tuts.com. That's T as in Tom, U as in Umbrella, TS, Theater Under the Stars. She'll be there from tomorrow until the 22nd. So please get the information. Go see him. See some magic. Bring some substance in your life. What's the difference between Melissa Manchester today and Melissa Manchester 10 years ago?
You know, I have, thank you for that thoughtful question. I have grown into myself. I have grown into myself. I have learned what is my part, what is my responsibility, and I have learned what is not. And I have, and I see through more mature eyes. I have learned about responding as opposed to reacting. I've learned how to mindfully slow my brain down when I feel anxiety or when I need to make a decision, but just live more mindfully. And that's a good thing. By the way, just for clarity's sake, I am not in the Sweet Potato Queens. I'm playing a little bit of piano on it, but I'm not on the stage. There are superb actors on the stage.
Oh, okay.
This is something
okay.
that I this is something that I composed the music for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Well, as long as you're there, it doesn't matter.
Yes, I'm there. I'll be there.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And again, listeners, to get the ticket information, you're going to go to TUTS.com. She'll be there from tomorrow the 21st through the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Two shows, so make sure you're there. Now, the new album, you gotta love the life. You stepped away for a minute as far as making sure that you, first and foremost, being a parent, and then as your children mm-hmm. grew up and became an adult, and as you said, that you still have that hunger, that fire, mm-hmm. and that passion. You had an opportunity to kind of sit back and see what has taken place or transpired in the music industry. When you started out, there was, quite a few record labels. Now we have a handful of record labels now.
Correct.
We have a lot
mm-hmm.
of independent artists. What is the great thing about being an independent artist for Melissa Manchester?
Well, the great thing about being an independent artist is that I get a chance to explore all of the styles of music that are of interest to me with my co-producer, Terry Wallman. My musicians get a chance to help translate all of that stuff into a recorded form. You know, when I was signed to all the record labels, and I had, you know, great success and great failure, but part of the discussion, which was so frustrating, is that I like lots of different types of music. And for a record company purposes, in order to sell you, they need to categorize you. And I'm not big on being categorized. I think that music is fascinating and filled with variety. And when I'm on stage, that's where I work out a lot of arrangements and things come to mind to try, you know. So that kind of independence is very wonderful. It's also wonderful as a learning, evolving person to see what a record company does up close, because now I'm my record company. I'm Long Run Entertainment. That's the name of my company. And so to see what your responsibility is, your part, is very, very interesting and very, very sobering and very, very thoughtful because you see what lands at your feet. You see what is your responsibility.
You know, again, and I mentioned this to you before the first time that I had the pleasure of having you on the broadcast. One of the things I've always been enamored with you is that you have always had the capability of throwing so much of yourself into a song and the sense of vulnerability where people are able to relate to you. You put so much of yourself. How are you able to, I guess, to come out of that space after a performance?
Well, thank you. I really believe that songs are very sacred spaces. I refer to songs as soul currency.
Okay.
Because in my life, and in everybody's life, really, I've seen how songs change a mind, galvanize a nation, help people decide not to commit suicide, help people decide to get married, help people decide to make babies. So a song form creates a little world that's very compact but very real in terms of changing the heart. And so that's the way I service songs, is to throw as much of myself into those 3.5-4 minutes to make sure that you know that I am talking to you, or at least make you feel as if I am talking to you.
You have done it magnificently. No one does it better, my queen. No one does it better. And, hey, like I promised to all the listeners, going to give you all the pertinent information. First and foremost, to get all the upcoming tour information dates for Miss Manchester, be sure to stop by her official website. That's at melissamanchester.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter and also on Facebook. But be sure, if you're here in Houston, as a matter of fact, even if you're not in Houston, planes, trains, automobiles, even if you have to get on a camel, make sure you come back here. Come down to Houston and check out this wonderful new musical, of course, The Sweet Potato Queens. You can get all the information. Go to toots.com, T-U-T-S.com, Theater Under the Stars. And speaking of stars, big light to incredible vocalists, Al Jarreau and Melissa Manchester. What was that like working with Al Jarreau?
Oh, my God, I love him so much. Al and I have, we have toured together several times over the decades, and I always refer to Al as the world's largest elf. Because he is the most optimistic soul, and he writes and sings about such hopeful things. And you know, the thing about the album was it wasn't constructed as a duets album. It's just that when I started reaching out to these beautiful people that had circled my life, they said yes. And so when Al called me, actually, and said, "Hey, Missy, I hear you're making an album. Can I sing?" I thought of the songs, and I thought of Big Light, and I thought of the lyrical content and the hopefulness of it, and I thought, this is for Al. And when it was over, he came in and he sang, and it was incredible. And when it was over, I went into the studio to give him a hug, to thank him, and we were holding on tight to each other, and he started to weep. And he started to just whisper, "Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. It was so dear." I'll never forget it. If you look inside the album, in the leaflet, you know, where there's information, there are photos of Al and I, and it's actually that moment when we were holding each other. It's very touching.
See, that particular song, like you touched upon earlier about songs that can change the human spirit, the emotion, it takes me back. It's a song, and I know I'm kind of dating myself a little bit. It was a song, or actually originated from Lenny Welch, called "Since I Fell for You."
And, oh, sure.
And Al Jarreau and David Sanborn redid the song. And I must admit it, and I'm not ashamed to admit this, when I heard his rendition, I sat there and I wept like a baby. It touched me. It really touched me emotionally.
Yeah.
And that harkens me to this collaboration that you did with Al Jarreau, and we're going to get into it right now. Big Light, featuring the incredible Melissa Manchester and also the super talented Al Jarreau, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Use your imagination.
Darkness, where there's only dreams. Hope is that distant star, the one you carry in your heart. First there's a glimmer, nurtured to a glow, till you're awakened to a life where you're never alone. And there'll never be a moment when there's only shadows in the sky. guaranteed a sunrise. Wipe the tears from your eyes.
It's gonna take a big light. You've got to get ready for a big light.
Turn it off, cause it's gonna take a
big light. Turn this world around.
Turn it around.
Grammy Award winner Melissa Manchester, and of course featuring the incredible Al Jarreau, Big Light from the new album. You gotta love life. You gotta love the life. You have to. You must. The album is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and also if you're feeling even more adventurous, on Amazon.com. Be sure to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to Miss Manchester's official website. That's at melissamanchester.com. And she is here in Houston. She has graced us with her beauty here in Houston. New musical, The Sweet Potato Queens, yes, at Ezekiel Hall. That's at the Hobby Center, 800 Bagby Street. And the telephone number is 713-315-2525, and the zip code is 77002. You say, Teddy Bear, I can't write all this down. Okay, I'm going to make it simplistic for you. Head on over to Tuts. Yeah, that's TUTS.com. You can purchase the tickets there. She will be here tomorrow, the 21st, and also the 22nd. My queen, it is always a pleasure to have you here. Continue. Prosperity, many blessings, and heaven is definitely shining its wonderful light on you.
Oh, thank you, Teddy. It's just an honor to be with you again. And it won't take another 10 years for me to do this again, believe me.
Now, I'm writing this down. I'm going to hold you.
No. No, I'm telling you the truth now.
All right, my love. Hey, and also to all the listeners, she's going to be on tour, so that's why you have to go to the website and get the updates. My queen, enjoy your stay here in Houston. We love you. Continued success, and we look forward to having you here again.
Thank you, my friend. I love you, too, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
God bless the incredible, yes, Lord, captivating Grammy Award winner, Melissa Manchester. It's a beautiful thing. Well, I'm caught up in the rapture, as Anita Baker would say. Let's get lost in some more Melissa Manchester from the new album, You Gotta Love the Life, the title track, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Play your music.
of LOTL Radio.
Don't worry, don't worry.
gotta take it back just a little bit. Christopher Williams, Am I Dreaming? Here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio, I want to send out a very special thank you again to the incredible Melissa Manchester. Lord have mercy. Remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album. My goodness, long overdue. You gotta love The Life. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.com. And right now, she is here in our fair city of Houston. Yes, Lord. New musical, The Sweet Potato Queens, performing at the Ezekiel Hall. That's at the Hobby Center, 800 Bagby Street. And to get all the information, ticket information, all you got to do is let your fingers do the walk and go to Toots, T as in Tom, U-T as in Tom, S as in Sam, .com. In other words, Theater Under the Stars. She'll be here for 2 days, family, tomorrow and also Sunday night. And speaking of stars, I can't remember what, it's been about 2 weeks, about 2 weeks ago, I had the pleasure of having on the the incredible, yes, Lord, Carmen Rogers. Yes, she is back. New album, Stargazer, Beyond the Stage. It's a beautiful thing here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Everything you like, everything you do. I wrote a different story. heart at your feet, gave the world, but you passed it by. I was in love, I was jumping, you didn't have to say a hi, baby. Followers, to get all the latest updates
Let your fingers do the walking. Head over to the official website at LOTLthecomfortzone.com. And you can also catch up with us on Twitter. Yes, you can. On Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL radio. And we're also on TuneIn. Yes, we're on TuneIn. That's at tunein.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. And you want 24 hours nonstop live streaming beautiful, tranquil music with substance, be sure to stop by the official website. I sing the need. I'm here to fulfill that need with Loriana May. Protect Your Neck from the new EP, City of Diamonds, in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Coming for your head. And if Hey loves, this is Maylot, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, and my new EP, Canon Arania, The Illumination, is now available at BeholdMaylot.com.